support because of our advance or the question of the sense of worship. Go on the power of what you can do today. Because you have not got more. Today, you can trust the patience of the question of God. Today, if you understand what God is saying, something so that our thought brings about a sense of urgency, something that we saw. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Our older son will just go. Our brother visits here now. Yeah, we talk about what's going on in Chicago. God intervened in a radical sense. was the prey presented from the father. Well, so now what are we going to do? We start to see the same purpose they have across of the game of the in the middle of the river. The water back and crowns the army of the river. And then I'll start to see that I because of disobedience and so on. So the two powers like the king. They spent 3 years wandering around in the wilderness. Time and time again, especially when God had the miraculous over him, they disobeyed God, they grumbled and complained. And this particular section here that we're talking about is what happens when you perpetually, consistently complain and disbelieve evil on your heart. Now let's take a look at what first God says to you. Numbers chapter 1, verses 1 and 11. Starts out with the story itself, and it's a plain out of diversity. Moses and Simon, the children of Israel, and it says that they came back to complain. That was a group of people who could say they were going to complain. And that was said that the children of Israel. And so Israel had become a very you It's so easy to get caught in a simple statement. You just think about your life. You think about the things that you do. Well, I don't want to do this first because if I don't die in this first, and it turns out this way. That's not believing in the sovereignty of the kingdom. So, but in the spirit of eternity, there's not the other two. That's the one that we find. That's the one I'm doing. That's the one I'm doing. What am I thinking of? The master of my soul, how you're doing. I'm saying that you have to know the power of the Spirit and the Spirit from God that may have been and forget something here. God has to be everybody in your hands. And if there is something that exactly as he sees that, so that's what the strength of it is. The sovereignty of God. I'm not going to complain about my circumstances. But you really know when you're complaining that you have circumstances about a person being problems or trials, suffering that you're going through. You're saying, God, I don't like your strength. I don't like what you're saying. I'm not like that. I'm not willing to bow and submit myself to your sovereignty. That is your control. What you're saying is, God, I don't believe you. That's so wonderful for the believer about Romans 8:28. I mean, I could never think about this one because it is so phenomenal. It's one of the greatest for the believer. And we know that God causes a few things. God causes many things for the people to work together. God causes beautiful things to work together for good. God uses all of his good things to work together for your good. He uses the word of God to work together for good. That's a good thing. He uses the word to work together for good. All the good things to work together for good. God uses the word to work together for all of those things. And it's my good deeds as a result. But the word of God is the evil thing because the bad thing. And the bad thing is so deep, it's the very thing that people felt that are adverse, the trials, the suffering, the pain. He makes it all works it together. You know, in person, and everything you want, but he uses it all for your good to work together for your good. So there he is, what's the question? For God's revenue, he gives it for good. And that's why it tells us, and that's why we have to give thanks to it. All things. Because of all things that are brought in our lives by God, he's doing his own. For together for our good, and for I can give thanks in all things. Because he's going to give some way for my good. And that's his sign. In your life, in my life, in all the things that are in our lives, right away we can know that we're out there and you are going to know how he's going to use it for my good. So I have to put this in for this meditation today. Because I have this one of those things that ever try to get back to me, he's going to use it. And he's going to work it together for my good. People are going to the point is, Thank you. Thank you. He's there. He's accomplishing his purposes, his glory, every single day of that tragedy. There's a strong, strong word. It was just God was really upset. Salvation. Well, you don't want to get to that point. You don't want. to make it. It's Genesis chapter 6, verse 36. That the Lord said, the Spirit shall not strive with man forever. God's Spirit will stay with a person for so long that they can reject and reject and reject prayers and our prayers. And grace of the Spirit of God has no longer any warfare. And he leaves. And that is a dangerous place to be. Okay, we are a few minutes left. So if there are any questions, comments, do I have? Let's go ahead. One's right on the board today, because we're on this absence. So,
to communicate to the fact that
Of course, Jesus Christ. For us, so forever, is both family since the birth. And his birth was led to his life, which was led, which was sinless, which led to his death, which was following submission, as he said on the cross in his age, which provides all we need, all the righteousness, all the forgiveness we need, in order to inherit eternal life. So we are grateful this morning, Lord, for your provision for us, for your Son, who was on display in the book of Hebrews that we're studying. We anticipate our going right into the next year, and we continue to study Hebrews and see this great blessing. The great person, your Son, which has been given for us and for our salvation. So we want to pray this morning. We look forward to getting back together in 2 weeks and continuing to study our word. So we pray this, Father, in Jesus' name, and for your sake alone. Amen.